Hello and welcome to Energy for Success. My name is Deborah Mathis. I am the podcast host and coach for this session that is being brought to you by Life Coach Radio Network and our sponsor, Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. Again, welcome to this podcast. I am so excited to be here and with our guests. Again, my name is Deborah Mathis. I am the CEO and Michelle Smalls to join me this evening as we talk about hidden career gems in energy and how you can find them. So before we get started, I would like to open up the mic for Michelle to introduce herself first and then our guest. So Michelle,
hi,
good
Deborah.
Evening and welcome.
Good evening.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm fine. Thank you for allowing me the time to be on the show. But really quickly, you know, again, my name is Michelle Smalls, and I'm a human resources professional. I've been in the field for a little over maybe 12 years now and specialize in areas of recruitment, performance, management, coaching, employee relations. So I've done quite a bit in my tenure. That's pretty much my background, and just doing a lot of other things to keep myself busy.
I assure you, as everyone should know, that Michelle is also my co-host for this evening, and we're going to be collaborating here in the future on some more business projects. So I'm so excited about that. Next, we have our guest, Dorothy Ballard. Dorothy, would you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely, and thank you, ladies, for having me here this evening. I'm really excited to be here. As already mentioned, my name is Dorothy Ballard. I've spent a little over a decade immersed in the energy industry. My role primarily has been as a writer, marketer, and consultant, and I previously served as the content director for PennEnergy.com, which serves the energy industry specifically, and I'm here today to talk about energy and opportunities within energy for people of all walks of life.
Wonderful. Dorothy, I am so excited about what you have to share. So let's go ahead and get started. The job market these days, we still hear there's high unemployment, yet you're about to share with us there are untapped jobs that are available in energy. So go ahead and please share with us what those jobs are.
Okay, well, I want to open it up first by saying that the energy industry is quite dynamic.
Okay.
So we're going to touch on a few things here today. Primarily, my focus will be on renewables and transmission and distribution of the smart grid. But across the board, from electric power to oil and gas, there's a ton of opportunities. The main thing to understand is that right now, as the industry is advancing, nearly 50% of the energy industry's workforce is set to retire within the next decade, which means that there's going to be an incredible opportunity for new workers. On top of that, there's already an existing gap within the industry itself. So they're already in need of workers, but we are in the midst of what industry terms as a big crew change. And so there's a ton of opportunities available.
When you talk about renewable energies and the smart grid, could you elaborate a little bit more about that, and particularly the smart grid?
When I speak to renewable energies, I'm speaking specifically to green energies such as solar, wind, hydropower, and biomass. When I speak to the smart grid and infrastructure, I'm talking about transmission and distribution. So you would think about your power lines, the lines that bring you your power, the meters that monitor your energy usage that are attached to your home. What makes them smart is the fact that they are now equipped with new technologies that can communicate back with utility companies and other companies to help you kind of manage what's going on in your household and get a better grip on your energy spending. And things like home energy management systems that kind of roll up security and energy all in one.
So, Dorothy, why aren't we hearing about these jobs more openly?
Less than a decade. for people who are interested in things that are not necessarily labor-based, but supportive of those labor industries. Everything from, you know, from administrative assistants to caterers to support field job laborers while they're doing the work that's necessary.
So I have a question really quick. So Dorothy, so for those that are, of course, hearing these opportunities, now you mentioned in the Midwest there's probably a little bit more opportunities, but you're saying that there are still opportunities in each area, maybe of the United States, that someone can actually find these type of opportunities, especially if it's students or, you know, those that are transitioning. But if, say, there is not a lot of opportunities in their areas, you know, is it something where, you know, these opportunities will allow people to relocate? Is that even an option in some of these cases?
Oh, absolutely. Relocation is not only very possible, but a lot of times employers offer exceptional incentives for people to move in addition to getting employee-paid training to do so. But when we talk about energy, the thing that people need to understand, most people, even though it's a vital industry, don't associate it with things such like agriculture. Everybody kind of has the understanding that agriculture is a necessity. It's a necessary industry. It touches all parts of our lives. Energy is the same way. There is no lack of opportunity or availability when it comes to energy or energy jobs. It literally touches every aspect of our lives and is available in every single state across this nation and abroad.
Okay, and you know what, and I wanted to ask you as well, you had touched on training. So say I'm an individual, I'm a student, or I'm maybe that woman that has children, maybe a single mom, or maybe I might be transitioning, and I don't have the skills. You mentioned something about training. What type of training would help me if I don't have the particular skills to be able to get into the job, and how does it cultivate me, that training cultivate me, so that I can, I guess, integrate into that organization so that I can make an impact?
Well, the first place to begin is kind of just deciding that energy is something that you seriously want to pursue, or that you're at least interested enough to pursue to get a little bit more information. There is a magnificent resource out there. It's called Get Into Energy, and it has an amazing web resource, and that is getintoenergy.com. It has everything that you could possibly need, from career roadmaps, depending on what your particular job-seeking position is. So everything from youth to established engineers to military personnel to women and other displaced and displaced workers. It provides you with a roadmap, and it provides you with job listings, where to begin, training opportunities, employment opportunities, and it's national, and it's all free. So the very first thing you want to do is you want to really decide if this is something that you want to do. You want to connect with a website like Get Into Energy, and then you want to start taking a look at those roadmaps, and then based on your region and the information that you input there, start reaching out to the resources that are available in your area.
Wonderful. And I'm sure, and I don't know if anybody will ask this question, do you have to be 18? Because maybe I'm that high school student who's maybe in my junior year or going into my senior year. I'm not quite 18 yet, and I'm interested. Do I have to be 18? And is it just full-time, or is it part-time opportunities as well?
It truly depends regionally, but more and more technical programs are doing in-reach to the high school. So just like a lot of VOTech programs are available where you can begin during high school and you can gain credits or skills or training while you are still engaged in high school, the same exists within energy industry training programs. There's a lot of in-reach also through energy companies that they come in and they offer apprenticeships and training for high school students, because they're looking to fill their ranks. So the sooner they can get somebody in and trained and not only
get my, you know, do you know, does my guidance counselor have this information, or does my career advisor at my college have this information? Based upon the link that the information that you just provided, is there anything else in particular that I could let my school know to maybe get somebody into the school to talk about these things, or at my college, is there any other particular site? Is it the same site that you mentioned?
I would absolutely go to Get Into Energy, first of all, and there is actually a resource link specifically for educators and community outreach providers, but also the Department of Energy has several programs that are available as well. So if you are already connected with a community outreach program or a job placement program, like here in Oklahoma, we have Workforce Oklahoma, or just a guidance counselor within your existing high school or a college, the best thing to do would be to direct them to either Department of Energy or getintoenergy.com, and there are resources that are existing there, whole tools, even online tools and training specifically, to help them guide their students or people that they're outreaching to in the community to get engaged in energy, to get educated about it, and to find their way to a sustainable career within the industry.
Absolutely. Dorothy, I know that you also express green environment, green careers. Could you define what green careers mean?
Well, green is anything that is considered sustainable and with a very low carbon impact or polluting impact. So again, that would refer to energy such as wind power, biomass, hydropower, solar. Solar right now is really the big player in the market, and perhaps the biggest area where opportunities are available. There are a ton of upstarts in the solar industry, but there's also quite a bit of federal funding. Between the solar industry and the wind power industry, they have both collectively in the renewable energy sector, has the most federal funding and incentives and programs. President Obama, not that long ago, as a part of his climate action plan, announced a significant program specifically aimed at veterans just to get them trained and engaged in the solar industry. And the solar industry itself has had such a tremendous impact on the job market in the state. Between manufacturing, installation, and just even in sales and retail, that it's something that the government has taken note of and has specifically aimed several programs towards incentivizing people getting engaged in solar specifically. So we have things like the Sunshot program and solar programs to get veterans engaged, and then renewable energy programs to get women specifically engaged in renewable energy, but especially in solar power.
What would make this really attractive to women and the veterans who are transitioning to civilian roles?
Well, first and foremost, salary. again, the median salary starts at about $50,000, and that's something that we have not really seen outside of the tech or automotive industries for a long time in the United States. We don't have those manufacturing industries being as bold or supportive of the larger population as we did before. So, again, the energy industry is offering opportunity for a rebuilding of the middle class that's sort of disappearing. And not only that, because it's something that's new on the scene and there's such high demand, it's offering opportunity to populations that normally wouldn't have those same avenues for sustainable career paths. So this is something that is open to women, this is something that's open to veterans, this is something that's open to new students, even to recent and approved immigrants to work in this country. It's an incredible opportunity. Like I mentioned in a previous conversation that we had, this, to me, in my opinion, it is very much the beginning of what the tech boom was. And while the tech boom went through its own awkward infancy, renewable energy industry has gone through its own as well. But we're coming to a place of sustainability, enough so that people are really investing a lot. The government is investing. On all levels, it lines up and it makes sense, and it's an incredible opportunity. So on an economic, on an environmental, on a political, and on a social level, energy is a solid investment. And getting in the ground level really sort of puts you in a position to create an incredible career path for yourself.
One thing that what I think about in terms of work-life balance is that, like with offshore drilling, most of the engineers away for months at a time from their family. Is that a particular concern in the industry for energy?
Well, in energy overall, yes, that can occur, but that's something that's more tied to the oil and gas side of things. On the electric power side of things, that's not really a concern. When you're talking about the smart grid and you're talking about base renewable energy, the opportunities that you're going to be looking at are going to be local. You're going to be looking at local installations or local supportive programs or local technicians and local meter readers and local plant operators or plant assistants or maintenance workers and so on. So being away and separated from your family is not a huge concern. Now, if you're a person who does not have the responsibility of a family and you're looking to carve out something with more lucrative opportunities, I highly recommend oil and gas in support of industry. I mean, really, doing something, going to off-site locations and by off-site, with the domestic boom in natural gas and shale gas specifically, off-site means going to the East Coast in a lot of so not very far at all for a lot of people. Being off-site for a time and even working in a supportive industry, like I said, they're having to build whole communities just to support workforces that are out there. So you don't even have to be directly involved in drilling. You could just be part of a support staff supporting those that are engaged in the work and still come out very, very successful and have the beginnings of a career that is quite sustainable and quite supportive.
I was just about to, it just kind of popped up. This is Michelle. it just popped in my mind, because I think compensation is great. But what type of services, does these jobs come with? Is it the standard full benefits, insurance, dental, vision, employee assistance programs, those types of things? Are these type of benefits attached to these jobs?
Absolutely, and not only are they attached to these jobs, they're pretty much standard. The energy industry is not new. So much like agriculture and the medical industry, because it's something that's so firmly rooted in the day-to-day life of not only Americans, but internationally abroad, everybody depends on energy. There's lots of income flowing into this industry, and one of the benefits of that is excellent benefits. So you come across things that aren't usually standard anymore, things like pension plans. Outside of that, you have great things like healthcare and insurance, medical, dental, vision, group life, short and long-term disability insurance, 401k, flexible spending accounts, wellness programs, tons of employee assistance programs and training and educational programs. So really, you're getting sort of the best of both worlds. You're coming into an old school industry that kind of has that old school formation of things, but it's on the cusp of making some serious changes and really growing and expanding as far as its reach when you have things, when you're considering things like the smart grid or distributed energy or renewable energy.
Doctor, I want to circle back to what Michelle has brought up earlier, and that is reaching the high school students as well as the college students. do they have the opportunity to work full-time, part-time, or is there internships available, or are there internships available?
There are absolutely always internships available.
Okay.
There are absolutely always internships available. What's available as far as part-time or paid internships really, again, depends regionally. It really depends on where you are. But if you're not able to get information from your guidance counselor or from the Giving to Energy site that I've mentioned, really, most utility or energy companies have contact information or have outreach programs that they've established in-house that are available on their website. So if you go to, like, AEP or if you go to Chevron, you will find out about their graduate or undergraduate recruitment programs, or you'll find out about their training programs, and you'll find out about their training programs. Another site I want to mention real quickly is Troops to Energy as well. So for younger people who have maybe gone straight from high school into the military and then are exiting the military and considering college or continuing education, Troops to Energy also has a lot of resources that are available to give them information there. But part of moving forward in any industry, which I'm sure both of you ladies will attest to, is being proactive. So if you can't get it directly from your community leaders or your educators, you can go directly to these companies, and I would say at least 8 times out of 10, you're going to find out that they already have an existing program that are looking for people just like you that are interested in being engaged in the industry and doing the training that's necessary and promising in return to work for them and help them cultivate and grow.
That is wonderful. Now, I have gone to that Get Into Energy website, and one thing I found that was fascinating, Dorothy and Michelle, was that I saw a program where the community can really get involved through the program Women in Trade.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak a little bit about that, Dorothy?
Well, the effectiveness of that, again, really depends. It's really regional. But, yes, there's a lot of opportunity there specifically for women where they set up and cultivate programs to help women transition into work within the energy sector specifically, give them training, give them additional education, help them just create a personalized roadmap of breaking into the energy industry or beginning in the energy industry itself, placing them in non-traditional jobs for women. It's an excellent program. I cannot say enough about Get Into Energy, which I'm sure has become obvious during this but really, it is such an incredible resource, and it's a free resource. That's what I'm so excited about.
Yeah, I saw that, I think it's Omaha, that is on a pilot program with taking high school girls through like a career fair for the day to expose them to the career opportunities in energy, where they have the opportunity to build like a mock bridge, or it's really hands-on with them. And I thought that was just really fascinating. And I'm like, again, why don't we see more of that from our community leaders? So I think that's going to be a challenge here to step up and bring that awareness there. You want to comment on that? Sounds like you too, Dorothy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course I do. What's most interesting is that programs like that are not unusual. We have a National Energy Month. Not only do we have a National Energy Month, we have a National Energy Week, where regionally there are specific programs that are set up just for it, not only engaging youth, but again, engaging veterans, engaging women, to get them excited and interested about energy and engaged in the energy industry. Everybody kind of recognizes that energy is a vital industry and pertains to vital resources. But again, there's just very strange
underrepresented population out here in the schools about these programs not being brought to the forefront. For parents, for PTA, for booster clubs to changing, our workplace is changing, and the ways that we have to work is not the same anymore. We can go from a global perspective, we can work virtually, we can outsource now. So the workplace field has changed tremendously. So with energy being an alternative here, you're bringing this to the forefront, you bring this awareness, I'm loving it. So I am definitely about the new paradigm, the new rules of how we work and live. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I want to emphasize again, GetIntoEnergy.com, ThePartnersEnergy.com, and TroopsToEnergy.com. And these are all resources where you don't have to wait for anybody. Those same parents, you can get online, and there's plenty of brochures and handouts and information that you can get for yourself. So if your school isn't doing it and you can't get any of your community leaders to do it, you do it. You be the voice. You go into school and you introduce it, and you let your community leaders know, you let your educators know that this is something that you want to bring to your community and you want to bring to your youth so that they can get involved. This really is something that can shift where we are and where we're heading. We're talking about domestic jobs and domestic opportunities that are sustainable and can provide not a decent life, a good and stable life. And for people to not only get up and get out, but to bring back to the communities that they came from.
I also want to ask you too, you may or may not be aware of this as well, but those that are thinking about starting a business for themselves, is there an opportunity to be of service to these imagery providers, Dorothy?
Well, absolutely. For local retailers or installers, there's absolutely opportunities, especially in the solar industry. What a lot of utilities or secondary solar providers do is they contract others so that they have somebody locally that can provide these services or even just manage a sales opportunity or side to it. The other thing that you can do is volunteer with groups like Habitat for Humanity so that you have more hands-on and individual training when it comes to the installation of things like home energy management systems or smart meters or solar panels or installations. It'll kind of help you get a little more immersed in the industry and understand a little bit more about it.
This has been an incredible hour, very informative. Any last words you want to say or any more questions you have, Michelle, before we wrap it up?
No, I actually, as we were going through, took a look at the site as well, and, you know, really, there is many opportunities, and if you just click on the state, it brings all the information up, and even on the front page, it has, you know, kind of career opportunities for students. So this site is really laid out very well. So if anybody gets on to get into energy, they're going to find all the resources, all the things on that site that's going to help them get what Dorothy's been talking about tonight. So that's the last thing I have for that.
and thank you for giving me a platform. I deeply appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, Dorothy. By the way, I read your article on LinkedIn. Michelle, you need to check it out. I'm telling you, Dorothy is on fire here. Do you hear me?
Wow. Got the passion. I can hear it.
So we have you back, Dorothy, on this and getting the word out. This has been an incredible evening. Dorothy, as a matter of fact, if anyone wants to get in contact with you, do you have information you would like to share out?
Absolutely. You can reach me at LinkedIn, of course, Dorothy Ballard there. I'm at Outlook as well, which is Ballard, B-A-L-L-D, and then DM at Outlook.
wonderful. I'm sure many individuals would like to invite you to come out and speak more about this. This has been an incredible hour. This is Deborah Mathis, your Energy for Success coach. If you want to get a hold of me or how to work with me, you may reach me at www.engagetosuccess.com. Michelle and I work together as we offer both professional and personal development, as well as human resource management and career management strategies. We look forward to hearing from you, everyone. Have a wonderful evening, and we're here to energize your best you. Thank you for joining us. Good night.